And also from the announcements page, there's a little article called On This Day. And it starts off with 1990, South Africa's black nationalist leader Nelson Mandela was freed from prison after 27 years. Last year, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu threatened to withdraw from the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and resume the fight against Hamas if the militant group did not go ahead with the next scheduled release of hostages on the following Saturday. On this day, birthdays, Dennis Skinner, Labour politician, 94, Sheryl Crow, singer and songwriter, 64, Jennifer Aniston, actress, 57. Steve McManaman, former footballer, 54. Kelly Rowland, singer, 45. Taylor Lautner, actor, 34. And in history, in 1765, English wig makers petitioned George III for financial relief as the male fashion of wearing wigs came to an end. In 1847, the inventor Thomas Edison was born in Ohio. In 1852, the first flushing lavatory for women opened in Bedford Street, London. In 1929, the 109 acres of the Vatican in Rome was made an independent sovereign state under the Lateran Treaty. In 1940, John Buchan, Scottish novelist who became Lord Tweedsmuir, died. He is best remembered for his creation, Richard Hannay, and the novel, The 39 Steps. And finally, in 1975, Margaret Thatcher became the first woman leader of a British political party, the Conservatives, at the age of 49.